in Stockholm this week, there have been four nights of ongoing clashes between police and youths in some of the city's marginalized areas. I'm talking today with Camilla Salazar from Frishuset, one of Europe's largest organizations that reaches out to marginalized communities and youths in Stockholm. Camilla, tell me, paint a picture. What is life like for some of the youths in Stockholm's marginalized communities?
A lot of the kids out in the communities that we see burning now are kids that lack hope. The hope of a future where they actually have a job and opportunities. A lot of them finish school, up to 50%, I'm told, without a complete notes or grades to be able to study at the university or other places. The problem is that it's extremely important to have an education here to be able to get work. And not only normally, but right now in Sweden, we have a really, really high unemployment rate among youth. And these youth are not only competing with other Swedish kids, but they're also competing, as we speak, with that they come from sometimes from different countries, they have a different name, they have the wrong zip code, and all these have built up into frustration and a feeling of hopelessness. People don't listen to us. I know that a lot of them have tried to create think tanks and other things to try to talk and have some influence about the politicians, but the feeling of not being listened to, it's very frustrating for them.
There's also a problem of a growing wealth gap in Swedish society, the fastest growing wealth gap in any OECD country. Economically, how are people affected in some of these marginalized communities?
They have a feeling, I just mentioned the Maslow hierarchy of needs, because they have the feeling that they have the needs that they need to survive as roof and food, but the rest as an education, opportunities and stuff like that are not just there. And we know that a lot of single moms are poorer, and a lot more moms are poor, simple like that. And the gap is there, and it affects I even heard that 10-year-olds are worried that they won't get a work when they grow up, so they start losing hope already in those young ages.
And we've seen some violent clashes between these youths and police, not just in northern suburbs, now spreading to southern marginalized communities or areas of Stockholm. What is the relationship like between young people and the police? And this is clearly not a trusting relationship.
No. Actually, there's been study done by the state, but also I was together with Carlos Rojas, who did a study looking at these marginalized areas. What we found was was terrifying, in fact, because we could see that up to 40% of the inhabitants, not only the youth, but the inhabitants in these areas, believe that the police used overly forced or police brutality was something that occurred, especially in their areas. And also the feeling of feeling unsafe in the areas was very, very high. And the feeling of the police not being there to protect them, but being there to control them.
Sounds like the problems are pretty wide scale at this point. The gap between the haves and the have-nots, the wants, the needs and the ambitions of the community are something the government really needs to tackle. Thank you very much, Camilla Salazar from Frishuset. Thank you for talking today.
Thank you so much.